Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where I grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. And because it's only going to be around, I think, two more days, I went to PodCoin and found a non-mom happy hour. This is from Kelly Nerdzilla Mendenhall and Debbie Jo Nelson, which makes me worried because typically serial killers have three names, but okay. Here is their description from our good friends at Apple Podcast. A non-mom happy hour is a podcast and community that brings women together for laughter and healing every Sunday night. This is a safe space to talk about trauma, survival, self-care, and the innate badassery that comes with being a woman. If you like to laugh, feel like you never quite fit into most lady groups because you're not a mom, or need a break from momming for an hour, you should come and hang out. A non-mom happy hour celebrating real-ass human women, whether they use their baby box or not. Their website is who knows, because when I went to our good friends at Apple Podcasts and said, go to the website, it took me to Podbean. So there's first impression number one, not a great one, but we're going to listen to an episode called Anti-Semites and Craftivism right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this. Okay, voice comes. Nope. The voiceover comes in now.
All right,
done. There we go.
Oh, hey, I like it when Debbie just hits record and I don't know yet.
I clicked the button loudly so that you could hear
That's
it.
That's like the third week in a row you've tricked me. Hi. Hey, hi.
Hi.
Hello there. This is a non-mom happy hour. We are the podcast that celebrates real-ass human women, whether they use their baby box or not.
Yeah.
I'm Kelly Nerdzilla Mendenhall.
I'm Debbie Jo.
And we have a guest. Why don't you just go ahead and say your name there?
Alex Weingartner.
Yes, Alex Weingartner. I was like, shit, I forgot the phonetic spelling. Real quick, before we jump too far into this.
A lot of laughing going on here, and I'm just like, I don't get the joke.
Too far into this, I need to remember to tell you guys a couple of things.
Okay, number one, you're doing group speak. Don't do that. Don't say you guys. I need to tell you something.
The first is that our Twitter and Instagram handles have been changed to, on Instagram, it's a non-mom happy hour.
I don't care.
On the Twitter, it's non-mom happy hour because of character limits. That was the closest thing we could do to upgrade our branding. The second thing is that if you guys remember,
I don't,
Jenny Armstrong and nope. Claire Biggs from episode 3.
Yeah, I wasn't around for that.
Their company, Lord of Force, they are actually building us a deluxe professional website right now.
Ah, well, that would explain why the Podbean thing. But in the meantime, have it go to something.
And, it's not live yet, but
So you're telling me about something that I can't see. What's the point of that?
They made us rebrand everything so that we are consistent.
They put guns to our heads.
For non-mom happy hour on
the internet,
Twitter, and non-mom happy hour.
You already forgot what it is.
Yeah.
Well, just search both. When you see our cartoon faces, you'll know you've hit the right spot.
And use the Google.
Yes, use the Google. Well, the Google will work better once we get our real website up.
Yeah, that's enough of that. Seriously, for me, that's here's my thought on this. The whole beginning with the I'm, you know, David, whatever, something. I never get that. Where it's funny to you, probably based on something that you said before you hit record, but now it's like, I don't get it. I just don't. And then the, hey, I'm going to tell you about a website. Why are you telling me about a website that doesn't exist? That's another one. So there's no value in that. You explained who your guest was, that she was on the line, but you know, I like the attitude. I like, so here's what I like about this, you know, whether or not you use your baby box or not, I like that line because it defines who you are. And some people are going to find baby box offensive. I do not. So I like the attitude. It just doesn't sound like you guys, it's like, if this is a trip and we're going to the zoo, let's say we're going to the zoo. And somebody said, hey, Kelly, how are we going to the zoo? You'd be going, I think it's where the animals are or something. I don't feel a lot of confidence that what is coming up is ready to go. It's been thought about and you're good to go. Now, I may not like this because I do not have a baby box. I am not your target audience. I am a non-mom, but for me, that intro was at number one. I would shorten the music part. I would come in sooner. Let's see what else. The audio was okay. I think your guest was on the phone, but just the whole, and I wouldn't start off with, we need to update. Like, do you really think your audience is like, hey, I'm dying to know your social media stuff? No. After you give me really good content and I want to connect with you more, that's when you can give me how to contact you. But right now, I don't know you. And so that would be my advice. So let's go down the road. I like the attitude. The audio was okay. Not great, but okay. I would have introduced my guest a little better. But I love the attitude. I'm glad to hear you're getting a website, but get to, you got to hook me in there at the beginning. You got like 60 seconds to hook me in, and instead you sounded unprepared and told me about things that I don't really care about. So that is my thought on that. And if you would like to have your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super easy. Go out to podcastrodeoshow.com and click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. Now, if you want a full review of your show, there's only 1 week left of this. Podcastreviewshow.com is $99, and that is going up double. We're doubling the price in October. So if you've ever thought about getting a full review of your show, now is the time to do it. Two podcast consultants for the price of one. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride. Take care, everybody.